KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:05, sunny skies, 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny to partly sunny today, a high of 53. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. In area news, police in Harlan report the arrest on Monday of 18-year-old William Stanton of Harlan. Stanton was taken into custody after officers responded to a report of a possible overdose. He was brought to the Murtu Medical Center and, after being medically cleared, was transported to the Shelby County Jail on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. The HPD reports also 48-year-old Rosemary Yoder of Harlan was arrested Sunday after officers responded to a reported domestic disturbance. Following an investigation, Yoder was brought to the Shelby County Jail and charged with domestic abuse assault. News time is 8:06.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Adair County man was cited Monday following a non-injury accident at the intersection of Lansing Road and Highway 71. Officials say 59-year-old Robert Lee Jacobson of Fontenelle was cited for failure to stop. Jacobson's 2006 Dodge pickup rear-ended a 2001 Jeep Wrangler driven by 23-year-old Miles Hetrick of Atlantic as Hetrick was slowing to turn onto Lansing Road. The accident, which happened around 4:50 p.m. on Monday, caused a total of $13,000 damage. The sheriff's office reports also three arrests over the past few days. On Saturday, 32-year-old Tracy Porter of Wyota was arrested on a charge of driving under suspension. Porter pled guilty and was released from custody on Sunday. Also arrested Saturday was 36-year-old Sean Williamson of Anita. He was arrested for driving under suspension, pled guilty to the charge, and was also released on Sunday. And last Friday, 56-year-old Douglas Allen Howard of Atlantic was arrested on charges of OWI second offense, driving while revoked. He was later released on $3,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a chase that began with a reported break-in at a rural Hastings residence Sunday night ended early Monday morning with the suspect taken into custody on numerous charges, including attempted murder. Sheriff Eugene Goose said 33-year-old Myron Lee Brandon of Pacific Junction was located by an Iowa State Patrol aircraft at around 12:10 a.m. Monday. The man had been hiding in a brushy area about 50 yards from where he abandoned a pickup truck allegedly used to twice ram a law enforcement vehicle. Brandon was charged with felony eluding, attempted murder, criminal mischief, and third-degree burglary and was being held in Mills County Jail with additional charges pending. The incident began around 8:50 p.m. Sunday when a Mills County dispatch received a 911 call with regard to a break-in at a rural residence. The home's owner was following a black Ford F-150 pickup believed to be used by the suspect in the burglary. A sheriff's deputy observed the vehicle near the intersection of Lambert Avenue and 380th Street and engaged in a pursuit. During the chase, the suspect's vehicle entered a farm field north of Lambert Avenue on 325th Street. And at around 10:25 p.m., the pickup rammed the deputy's SUV, disabling it. After the deputy exited his vehicle, the pickup intentionally hit the rear of the SUV near where the deputy was standing. In fear for his life, the deputy fired five rounds into the pickup, which continued on and hit a grain auger and barn before leaving the property. The pickup was found abandoned on the north side of the railroad tracks, and a ground search for the suspect involving deputies of the Mills, Montgomery, Cass, and Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Offices, as well as officers with the Glenwood, Tabor, and Red Oak Police Departments, was conducted. Brandon was taken into custody without incident, and no law enforcement personnel were injured during that incident. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest late Friday of a Malvern man on a warrant for sexual abuse in the third degree. 26-year-old Jeffrey Scott Green was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office and held on $10,000 bond. That same day, 42-year-old Hope Ray Blevins of Avoca was arrested at the Lancaster County, Nebraska jail on a warrant for a probation violation. Her bond was set at $10,000. On Sunday, 19-year-old Joshua Lambert of Glenwood was arrested in Mills County on a charge of criminal mischief in the fourth degree, bond set at $1,000. And the sheriff's officials in Mills County report a man from Council Bluffs was transported to Mercy Hospital following an accident Monday morning on 195th Street at the intersection with Eastman Road. Tristan Nolan of Council Bluffs was driving a Jeep west on Eastman Road and approaching the intersection when he failed to stop. A northbound semi driven by Robert Maddox Sr. of La Vista, Nebraska, swerved to miss the Jeep, but the SUV struck the semi and left the road before hitting a utility pole and coming to rest in a ditch. The semi came to rest on the roadway. The driver was not injured. And the National Weather Service in Des Moines has released its projection of expected snowfall for tomorrow. Officials say central to northern Iowa will receive the most, with the worst blizzard conditions Thursday afternoon and into the evening. Areas from Atlantic on north can expect anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of snow, with 2 to 3 inches possible to our southeast. 1 to 2 inches are possible off to our west and southwest. A blizzard watch remains in effect from 6 a.m. Thursday until 6 a.m. Friday for Adair, Guthrie, and Dallas counties in the listening area. And the Weather Service recently expanded that blizzard watch to include Audubon, Carroll, Crawford, and Sac counties from 9 a.m. Thursday until 6 a.m. Friday. 3 to 7 inches of snow are possible in those areas. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, forecasters are warning of possible flooding in areas of the U.S. that have been pounded with weeks of snow and ice. In Chicago, the Weather Service is telling residents who live along rivers in flood-prone areas to prepare for possible high water as mounds of snow in yards and along streets begin to melt. Temperatures above freezing in places where the storm passed through on Tuesday are expected to climb to the 40s and 50s for the rest of the week. U.S. home construction fell last month for a second month, but the weakness in both months reflected severe winter weather in many parts of the country. The expectation is that housing will deliver another year of solid gains, helped by an improving economy. The Commerce Department's builders started work at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 880,000, down 16% from December. News time is 8:12.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In the funeral announcements for Lean Anderson, age 92, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Saturday. Funeral services for Verlene Anderson will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Michelle Miller Woods, age 39, formerly of Greenfield, died February 12th in Illinois. Funeral services for Michelle Miller Woods will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Margaret McNaught Rhodes, age 93, formerly of Guthrie Center, died February 10th in Colorado. Graveside services for Margaret Rhodes will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Shirley J. Frederickson, age 82, of Linden, died Sunday. Funeral services for Shirley Frederickson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Leland Landon, age 83, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Leland Landon will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Violet Meyer, age 84, of Atlantic and formerly of Grant, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Violet Meyer will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Catherine Booman Schomers, age 82, of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial service for Catherine Schomers will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Muriel Frevert, age 83, of Audubon, died February 14th at the Friendship Home. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Muriel Frevert will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Clive. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Richard Dick Granger, age 85, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Per his wishes, Dick Granger was cremated and there will be no visitation or services, but condolences may be left on the Hockenberry Family Care website or at the funeral home. The news was brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.